$680 million poured into precision ag last year. Autonomous weeding robots dominated, and John Deere made two acquisitions in 3 months. A food company, not an equipment maker, bought a robotics startup to protect its own supply chain. The deals are accelerating, the money is moving, and the winners are already separating from the pack. If you're investing, building, or buying in this space, you need the full picture before your competitors get it. The 2025 Precision Agriculture Intelligence Report from iGrowNews is now available. Get your copy today at igrownews.com/precision.
Welcome to another episode of AgTech Digest, your go-to source for the latest in agricultural technology. In today's episode, we're diving into a wave of innovation sweeping through precision ag, plant science, and controlled environment farming. We'll look at advancements in smart irrigation, grain storage optimization, solar-powered data gateways, and on-farm robotics, each aiming to enhance productivity and connectivity across diverse agricultural landscapes. Strategic restructuring and groundbreaking gene editing platforms are reshaping crop science and trait development, while new AI-driven tools are delivering hyperlocal land suitability insights in under 10 minutes. We'll also explore breakthroughs in vertical farming automation, hydroponic yield enhancements, and transplanting robotics that are transforming food production systems. And in other news, we're seeing momentum in carbon removal tech, drone-based imaging, fermentation innovation, and policy advocacy aimed at accelerating ag tech adoption. There's a lot to unpack, so let's get started. Agritech and Precision Ag is making major headlines this week with exciting developments in smart irrigation, robotics, connectivity, and grain storage optimization. Verdi, a Canadian ag tech startup, secured $6.5 million in seed funding led by SVG Ventures with participation from strategic investors, bringing its total funding to $9.5 million. The funding will support Verdi's expansion across North America and advance its patented smart irrigation devices, which automate irrigation without requiring expensive infrastructure upgrades. The company also plans to partner with major food and beverage companies. Meanwhile, France-based Javelot has announced its expansion into the United States grain storage market, offering a platform that combines hardware and software for optimizing post-harvest storage and monitoring grain quality. Javelot plans to open a U.S. headquarters in Chicago, with local hiring underway to support regional operations. In the pollination tech space, BeeHero has launched HeroLink, its fifth-generation solar-powered gateway designed to transmit data from in-field and in-hive sensors to the cloud. This solution is built for year-round deployment in remote regions with limited access to power and will roll out during Australia's almond pollination season in July, supporting the company's Global Million Hives initiative. In California's Salinas Valley, Reservoir Farms has launched the first on-farm robotics incubator focused on developing automation tools for specialty crops like strawberries, broccoli, and romaine. The incubator enables startups to co-develop technologies directly with growers in real farming conditions, accelerating the path to commercialization. Finally, CNH Industrial has partnered with Starlink to bring high-speed satellite internet to farmers using Case IH, New Holland, and Steer-branded equipment. This collaboration will enhance real-time machine data transfer, fleet coordination, and remote updates, helping bridge connectivity gaps in underserved rural areas and boosting the adoption of precision agriculture and digital farm management. This week's editorial spotlights a transformative approach to land evaluation as LandWise Analytica sets its sights on global expansion with its AI-powered land suitability modeling platform. Currently delivering crop-specific land assessments across North America, the company is preparing to scale its reach internationally. Using AI and satellite data, LandWise Analytica's tool provides real-time insights by generating land suitability and yield predictions in under 10 minutes. By blending high-quality climate, soil, and satellite datasets, the company effectively identifies optimal land use and works to reduce agricultural inefficiency. Co-founder Patrick McMillan emphasizes a strong commitment to farmer-first data ethics, acknowledging the risks associated with data misuse and advocating for stronger data protections. Furthermore, the company's modeling methodology has been peer-reviewed and validated in the prestigious journal Nature Communications, reinforcing its credibility and scientific rigor as it advances AI-driven agricultural solutions on a global scale. Plant science is in the spotlight this week with a wave of innovation, registrations, and strategic shifts shaping the future of crop production and protection. Adama has officially registered its new dual-mode herbicide, Temper More, in the United States. Specifically designed for use in soybean, corn, and cotton farming, the product offers immediate burn down coupled with extended residual control. It targets herbicide-resistant weeds, such as common water hemp, and leverages Adama's proprietary Sesgama formulation technology to suppress early season weeds and reduce the need for multiple herbicide applications. Meanwhile, AgBiotech startup Spearhead Bio introduced its groundbreaking Tahiti platform, which stands for Transposase-Assisted Homology-Independent Targeted Insertion. This gene-editing system enables the precise integration of genetic traits without relying on homologous recombination, and it can be applied to both transgenic and non-transgenic crops. The platform aims to accelerate the development of novel crop traits across a variety of species. Lastly, Bayer has announced a significant restructuring of its crop science division in Germany as part of its strategy to improve profitability and increase resilience against international pricing pressures. The plan includes closing its Frankfurt site by the end of 2028, which will impact approximately 500 positions, while the Dormagen site will refocus on strategic crop protection technologies. Additionally, Bayer will phase out generic production activities, affecting around 200 more jobs, and centralize its global R&D operations at Mannheim am Rhein to streamline resources and cut operational costs. A wave of innovation and expansion is reshaping the landscape of controlled environment agriculture this week, as several key players unveil new projects, technologies, and partnerships aimed at maximizing efficiency, yield, and sustainability. Kicking things off, 1.1 and AutoStore have partnered to pilot an automated vertical farm in Phoenix. The result is Apollo Farm, a fully automated vertical farming system that is now operating in its pilot phase in Phoenix, Arizona. Developed by 1.1 and AutoStore, the platform uses robotic technology for plant care and harvesting and features high-density cultivation, hydroponics, and full environmental control. It has been specifically designed to address labor shortages and water scarcity through automation and efficiency. As it moves through the pilot stage, the platform is being evaluated for potential commercial expansion. Shifting to crop productivity, Concert Bio reports a yield boost in hydroponic tomatoes. The company validated the performance of its microbial inputs in hydroponic tomato trials, conducted in collaboration with Phyto. One candidate, known as Candidate 2 and derived from its AI-driven plant microbiome platform, showed a 15% increase in total fresh fruit yield. These results confirm the potential of targeted microbiome products in soilless environments, and the company continues to explore additional microbial candidates for commercial use. In the research space, Inari expands research and development with a new Ghent facility. The company recently opened a controlled environment research site in Ghent, Belgium, which includes greenhouse compartments and walk-in growth chambers for indoor plant testing. This new facility expands Inari's European capacity for early-stage seed development and testing. Strategically located amid evolving European Union genomic and biotech policies, it enables faster innovation cycles aligned with regional regulatory frameworks. On the automation front, TTA ISO introduces FlexFixer transplanting automation. The company has launched FlexFixer, a nursery automation tool designed to fill empty cells in transplant trays. Utilizing dual vision systems and a multi-axis robotic arm, it can identify and fill gaps with precision. The tool is built to improve uniformity, reduce manual labor, and increase efficiency, while also integrating easily with existing transplanting lines across various nursery setups. FlexFixer is part of TTA ISO's broader automation product suite following its recent merger. Wrapping up the update, Green Automation completes its leafy green system at Haven Greens. The company finalized the setup of its automated production system at Haven Greens in King City, Ontario, enabling high-yield, efficient production of three leafy green varieties, Baby Green Leaf, Baby Red, Plus Green Leaf, and Baby Spring Mix. The system supports local food production as an alternative to imported greens and emphasizes labor efficiency and consistent quality through automation. Continued support includes remote maintenance and technical services. A diverse mix of developments made headlines in other news from the ag tech and sustainability sectors this week, spotlighting progress in carbon testing drone innovation, AI-powered fermentation, climate solutions, and policy advocacy. Earth Optics introduced a commercial mid-infrared carbon testing solution for soil analysis that combines mid-infrared spectroscopy with soil texture analysis to enhance data precision and efficiency. Meanwhile, Age Eagle Aerial Systems sold 20 RedEdge P multispectral cameras to VTOL drone manufacturer Wingtra, aiming to boost Wingtra's drone performance in agriculture, water management, and geospatial mapping applications. In the biotech space, MOA Foodtech launched Albatross, an artificial intelligence-driven microbiology platform designed to support the fermentation of food industry byproducts into functional ingredients. At the same time, Undo received a $5 million award from the XPRIZE Carbon Removal Competition for its enhanced rock weathering solution, which successfully removed 1,209 tons of carbon dioxide in Ontario, Canada, as verified by independent third parties. Lastly, Barclays released a report calling on United Kingdom policymakers to develop a 25-year agriculture roadmap centered on agritech, citing obstacles such as uncertain return on investment, high initial costs, and a lack of clear policy direction as key barriers to wider adoption. Looking ahead to upcoming industry events, mark your calendars for the second International Electronic Conference on Entomology, taking place from the 19th to the 21st of May, 2025. Also upcoming is Reuters Events, Transform Food and Agriculture Europe 2025. Later in the year, the Commercial UAV Expo will be held from September 2nd to 4th in Las Vegas, USA, followed by Taiwan Smart Agri Week from September 3rd to 5th in Taiwan. The Global Vertical Farming Show 2025 is scheduled for the 10th and 11th of September in Dubai, UAE, and Space will run from September 16th to 18th in France. That wraps up today's episode of AgTech Digest. We explored the latest advancements in agricultural technology, from smart irrigation and grain storage innovations to solar-powered monitoring systems and robotics incubators. Breakthroughs in crop protection, gene editing, and strategic restructuring are enhancing efficiency and resilience. In controlled environment agriculture, automation, microbial yield improvements, and expanded research facilities are driving progress. With ongoing innovation and a strong focus on data-driven solutions, the future of agriculture is becoming more connected, efficient, and sustainable than ever before. Thanks for joining me. I'm Anna, signing off. Stay inspired and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
680 million dollars poured into precision ag last year. Autonomous weeding robots dominated, and John Deere made two acquisitions in 3 months. A food company, not an equipment maker, bought a robotics startup to protect its own supply chain. The deals are accelerating, the money is moving, and the winners are already separating from the pack. If you're investing, building, or buying in this space, you need the full picture before your competitors get it. The 2025 Precision Agriculture Intelligence Report from iGrowNews is now available. Get your copy today at iGrowNews.com/precision.